come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, December 31st, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The last day of 2025. Thank you, God, for getting us here. This year has been very, very challenging, and we've done the best that we could, but I got to tell you, I am so thankful it will be over at the stroke of midnight tonight. I don't know about you guys, but I've had enough, and I am so looking forward to next year, 2026. Hope and pray for a better year than this year, for you, your family, our family, the economy, our elected officials. Everything that's in our lives, everything that we talk about, Michigan news, Michigan politics, today we'll be talking about national things. We're so thankful that the year is over. And tonight at the stroke of midnight, when the ball drops, we'll be kissing and texting and wishing everybody Happy New Year. There'll be some phone calls to be made. If the cell towers can hold up, some years it's been very challenging, but we will talk to our family, wish them Happy New Year, and go to bed starting the new year off tomorrow morning. We will be live 9 to noon tomorrow. Got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking about goals, New Year's resolutions. What do you want to accomplish this year? I want you guys to start thinking about this. What is the absolute number one priority, biggest goal, biggest New Year's resolution you would like to make sure you accomplish next year? Just one big one. One that you've been trying to do maybe for the last few years. You start working toward it, and then something happens, and it just fizzles out. What is one thing that you want to accomplish in 2026? Will be interactive show tomorrow. Tomorrow being Thursday, ticked off Thursday. What you're sick and tired of, what you want to change, what you want to make happen in 2026. That's going to be the entire show tomorrow, all 3 hours. You and I interactive, back and forth, talking about the year 2026. That's what we're going to do. So I'm excited. I've got a bunch of things written out. I've got my list. What's your list? We're going to have a good time tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Dr. Jeff is going to be in the house. We're excited. So if you have any questions, he's got one to me already this morning. What we need to find out is who ticked off Tiki Lunta. And I sent him three question marks back. He said, the Finnish god of snow. So we'll find out about what's going on up in Sioux Animal Hospital up there in Sioux St. Marie. It's going to be fun. Officer Rick, off duty today, working for the assessor. Simple Radio is back up loud and clear from Livingston County. Yes, it is. Thanks to Dell Reynolds. He went over and made a stop at the transmitter site and got us back up. The Patriot Voice Radio Network is fully back intact. Dr. Jeff, text me your questions. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday. As usual, Dr. Jeff is in the house. Text me any questions you may have for him on this New Year's Eve day. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
So the Finnish god is not being very nice to you guys up there in the UP, eh?
Nope. Hiki Lunta is visiting us again this morning. So we are, all that snow we didn't get in November and the first part of December or whatnot, we're getting right now.
Well, I got a friend, Devin Lawrence, and he said the other night, I guess almost half of the UP was without power, and he said they got about 2 feet dumped on them, and it was amazing with those winds. He said even the freighters up in Lake Superior had to seek refuge because of the massive waves. They said the waves were actually bigger and stronger than the night of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, yeah. I see. I was looking on the ship tracker, and I see they were all kind of hunkered down there on the north, you know, on the Canadian shore there on the north.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be the lee side there. And, yeah, we didn't. The further west you went, the worse it got. So we weren't too bad here. Power went out, although actually other than the blowing and stuff, I did actually close the clinic Monday. It's only the second time in 16 years that I've had to close the clinic just because we couldn't. I had one staff that lives close managed to get here, and then she says, yeah, we're not even plowed out, you can't even get in the driveway. I'm like, all right, call it, you know.
I mean, that's shit. Yeah, everybody get home.
Yep.
Hunker down and wait for the plow trucks. So, it was amazing. And one of the other things, I guess the projection is that this Arctic blast is going to hang around us for a while. We're going to be getting even more snow this week. So we might be setting some records, I think, if this is any indication what 2026 is going to be. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, on Facebook, one of my horse groups that I'm on, it's actually 2026 is the year of the horse, I think, in what the Chinese zodiac.
Oh, Chinese calendar. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And somebody said that if 2026 is the year of the horse, somebody better lunge it first. And all my horse people know what that means.
I don't know, but it's funny. I can only imagine. What does that technically mean?
Well, some horses are kind of, you get them out and you're trying to burn off a little extra energy before you get on the horse. I kind of equate it to like pre-flight in an airplane.
Okay.
Because you got to get out, you got to make sure, okay, do you have fuel, the tanks, and everything's going. I get the horse out. Now, I have had horses that are like this, that it's like Major, my horse right now. Actually, both my horses, Chuck and Major. I haven't been on him in like 6 months, and then over break, I'm like, I'm going to ride him. I pull him out, throw the saddle on, get on him, and he's fine, okay? I've had horses in the past that if you did that, you would be going to the rodeo. So what you do is you lunge them, which is kind of like run them around in a circle on a long line.
Okay.
And it's basically to burn out a little bit of energy, make sure their brain is working. So like, okay, remember you're supposed to ride. Okay. Remember you are broke.
Right.
And like that. So.
Okay. So kind of a little like a pre-trip warm-up. And basically get all that pent up energy kind of. And also, I would think too, probably loosens up the muscles and gets a little endorphins running. So, kind of calm down a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. And actually, that's the thing too is don't, you know, when you ride your horse and you get done, especially if you've really worked them, go ahead and stretch his legs out and stretch him. Different videos on YouTube to show you how to do that, but it's just like us, we would do a post workout stretch for much the same reason, or even a pre-workout stretch too, particularly people that are doing a lot of like dressage or like cutting cattle, like really lateral work where they're bopping back and forth. Really take those front legs and you want to stretch them up and back and stretch them across side to side. And, you know, just make sure those muscles stay loose.
Right. Definitely.
So, yeah.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about this change in weather, besides horses and cows, you know, on the farm, but I mean, just in normal activities, Mr. Snoop, you know, running straight out doing his business, even though he has a nice, beautiful coat, you know, he turns around and comes right back to the door. What does this do to them as far as their brain, their activity? You know, are they going to slow down on eating? You know, what is the overall process when we're covered with 2 feet of snow out there?
I find the dogs tend to copy whatever we do. So like my shepherd, if it's slow and we're in the house and everything like that, she'll lay down and, you know, whatever we're doing. But if we go outside, she wants to go outside. It's our little corgi puppy who's the nut job. She wants to go out, and it's really funny to watch a corgi that is about 10 inches tall at the shoulder right now and she'll plow right into this. We call them snow dolphins. She'll go right into the 2 foot snow. It's all fluffy stuff right now too. So it's like whoop, and you see the videos where dog disappears. I'm like, oh yeah, literally, she'll just plow a trail. You know, now she doesn't go as far as she used to, but yeah, she'll still. Love it. So,
yeah. Well, one of the things that I did want to ask you about specifically, a lot of people do keep their dogs outside.
Yep.
And with these winds, you always talk about, you know, with horses and things,
yep,
keep them away from the wind. Same thing applies to the dogs.
Yep.
Is there anything extra that people can do, like, you know, put some hay in there? What's a yep, good remedy for that?
Just like I said, you got to stay dry, okay, because being wet and cold is much worse. That will suck the heat out of you so fast. As long as they can stay dry and out of the wind. And with the dog, same thing, dry, out of the wind, straw in the doghouse or hay, you know, helps, because especially straw, more so than hay. And straw is what's left over after they have harvested usually oat or wheat, because you have wheat straw or oat straw. And sure, what it is, it's this, after they've harvested the grain, this is the stalk that's left that we don't eat. And then the farmers will sometimes go through and bale that up. There's really no nutritional value to it, so we use it as bedding. Hay works too if you can't find straw, because we don't grow that much oat up here. Straw usually find more down south, yeah, as long as, and check it and change it, okay? So and it's the same thing too, like if you have chickens, like our coop, right now we're running one heat lamp in each coop. I got two coops, we're running one heat lamp in each coop, and you have a little warmer. Almost looks like a little hot
Jeff,
pad.
Yes. You moved your mic. Let's get right up against your cheek.
All right. There it goes.
There we go.
Okay.
That's good. Yep.
It's like a little warmer that will set the heat or the water on to keep the water from freezing. And actually, it's been pretty good. You step in the coop between just the one light bulb and that. You know, they're staying pretty warm. They're still laying, too, which is kind of surprising. So if anybody's looking for farm fresh eggs, we got a bunch here at the clinic we're selling.
Oh, okay.
Including turkey eggs, because my hen turkeys are laying like my chickens are, which I've never had turkeys lay like that before. So I've been eating turkey eggs in the morning, and they look like big. They taste like chicken eggs. I mean, other than they're big.
Other than they're huge, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but other than that, yeah, I mean, they're eggs. But yeah, any of your outdoor animals, you know, dry, out of the wind,
yeah,
is the two things.
Well, tomorrow being New Year's Day, I am, unlike a lot of other shows, I'm going to be doing a live show tomorrow, January 1st, 2026. And we're going to have an interactive show with all my listeners about sitting down and writing out some goals, New Year's resolutions. And I'm asking everybody for one major goal or resolution that maybe they've tried in the past. They got started on it, never really, you know, fulfilled it. What are you looking forward in 2026 there at the Sioux Animal Hospital? What's the number one big issue item that you think you'd like to see happen there in your family at the Sioux Animal Hospital there in Sault Ste. Marie?
Funny you should mention this, because I was just having this discussion with Nick, my practice manager, our chief operations officer. I am going to go for my board certification. So what that means is it's called the American Board of Veterinary Practitioners. And because I already do a lot of advanced stuff already, I just can't say legally that I'm a specialist, because I'm not, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes, board certified. You know,
okay.
I still do a lot of this stuff. And what this is, it's a certification, it's additional training. I have to write up a couple papers, and then I have to sit and take a test. And I think there's an oral test too on it. I downloaded, and I've looked at this multiple times over my career for doing it. And I'm just like, you know, it's just time to get it done.
What kind of time commitment, what kind of effort hours are you going to end up putting into this certification?
Well, it's going to be a lot of studying and things that that I knew probably 30 years ago for. And then the biggest thing is what I was taught 30 years ago, things change and they discover more things. So it's almost like I've got to go back, go to vet school again. And learn what's the new, okay, this is what I learned. Now what's there? I mean, obviously, you know, I've been keeping up. I do continuing education every year.
Sure.
So on the thing, but, so I have to write, I have to write two case studies. So I have to get a case in here and then I have to like, okay, this is what I saw. This is what the exam was. This is the diagnostics we ran. This is what we found out. This is how we treated it. And then that's the one part of it. And then the other part is I have to do like a really in-depth term paper, about the whatever we found, disease or whatever, you know, whatever I treated. So it's it's supposed to highlight your ability to do more advanced medicine. And I mean, it's something I do all the time. It's just, I'm a very succinct, practical person. So when I put my notes down, like in my medical records here, I'm very, okay, boom, 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 boom. Well, now I'm going to have to get in and go a little deeper and flesh everything out. So
document everything basically.
Well, a lot more extensively than you would for just a medical record.
Sure. You know? Sure. So,
because there's just medical record level, then there's going to be, this is something that you would send to like a journal to publish. So I'm looking for interesting cases. Anybody that's got an interesting case or anything weird, the weirder, the better. Because they really like weird cases.
Oh, cool. Okay, very good. And then this certification comes from who?
Comes from the American, they're certified. It's the American Board of Veterinary Practitioners, and they are part of the AVMA, and the AVMA is kind of the overseeing controller of everybody that's, quote, that's board certified. So people that are board certified as surgeons or have internal medicine or dermatology or behavior or ophthalmology. I mean, there's like 27 different board certifications that you can get. Usually you have to go do an internship and residency at a university in order to do these kind of things. Like if I wanted to be board certified in surgery, I would actually have to go back to state or somewhere and do a 3-year residency to do what I do now.
Wow.
So this is one that I can do here. And that's why they designed it, is to highlight, you know, those practitioners or general practitioners that are doing it already, you know, in the real world, so to speak.
Got it.
So I'm go ahead.
I got a text message. Can you ask Dr. Jeff, how about cedar chips for bedding? Keeps the fleas away and the dog smelling good. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I've used them before. I've always cut them with pine. I think just straight cedar is a little tight. So I always did 50-50 pine and cedar.
Pine and cedar. Excellent.
Yep.
We're going to talk more about that certification next Wednesday in the new year, 2026. Yep. So happy New Year's, Jeff.
Happy New Year's.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan.